Welcome to yet another edition of the Kentucky 15, the one spot for your UK news, recaps, and storylines brought to you in just 15 minutes or less. No fluff, no wasted time, nothing off topic, 15 minutes or less of what you need to know about the state of Kentucky basketball. Here we go. Clock starts now. Okay, so today's topic is basically, where did it all go wrong for the Cats? This has been a disappointing year. Sure, we get it. It's been a COVID year. Sure, we get it. But guess what? Every other team has been going through COVID. Other teams are playing freshmen. Other teams are playing transfers, okay? This is Kentucky. Coach Cal says it all the time. There are no excuses here. He can't hide you here, okay? So, where did it all go wrong? At least, the last time we saw the NIT, at least, Nerlens, without a doubt, the best player on that team, had torn his ACL, okay? They were without their superstar. This year, we don't have that excuse, okay? So I ask you again, where did it all go wrong? Pretty simple, really. Coach Cal was a pioneer in recruiting. He dominated the one-and-done scene, and he won games when he was dominating that one-and-done recruiting. Enough games, in fact, that other programs started to follow suit. Coach Cal, I mean, he used to basically get whatever one-and-done recruit he wanted. I mean, he was bringing them all in. But that didn't always last. He, at some point, started losing those players. Yeah, it was working. It was awesome. He was building a roster with one-and-dones. That's how he got John Wall and Eric Bledsoe to play together. Teague, Davis, Kid Gilchrist on the same team. Grab Brandon Knight, Terrence Jones, Ennis Kanter, Deron Lamb on the same team. 2013 had the Harrison twins, Julius Randle, Dakari Johnson, and James Young in the same class. De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and Bam together, okay? Coach Cal was revolutionary, he was daring, and he was ahead of the game. But along comes Duke, and it all changes. Duke starts grabbing players like Brandon Ingram, Jabari Parker, Justice Winslow, Jahlil Okafor, Jason Tatum, Harry Giles, Marvin Bagley. Kansas starts grabbing Josh Jackson, Azubuike, Carlton Bragg, Cheek Diallo, Kelly Oubre, Cliff Alexander, and Andrew Wiggins. Arizona, they start getting DeAndre Ayton, Aaron Jordan, Stanley Johnson, Nico Mannion, Josh Green. North Carolina, they bring in some stud point guards, Colby White, Cole Anthony. They get Nasir Little. Those teams went into direct recruiting battles with Coach Cal. And obviously other schools as well. But Coach Cal was, you know, he was starting to see competition on the recruiting trail and stiff competition. You know, it wasn't just that other schools were doing it. It was that Coach K, the head of USA basketball, was doing it. So these teams went to direct recruiting battles with Coach Cal. Something early in the one-and-done era, he didn't have to worry about. But then it gets worse. Gonzaga, who builds their program around upperclassmen, they bring in the number one point guard in the nation, Jalen Suggs. He is a one-and-done player. Cade Cunningham to Oklahoma State, Evan Mobley to USC, Scotty Barnes to Florida State, Zaire Williams at Stanford, Greg Brown at Texas, Marcus Bagley at Arizona State, Moses Moody in the SEC at Arkansas, De'Ron Sharp at UNC. That's nine different players and nine different schools that have a one-and-done currently projected higher than anyone in the UK 2021 draft. I say that again, and that's not even counting Duke, okay? That's not counting, you know, some of the Tennessee. That's not counting some of the top-ranked teams in the nation. There's nine different one-and-done players at nine different schools that are all ranked higher in the 2021 draft than anyone from UK. When has that ever happened? More schools than ever are more than eager to accept the one-and-dones, including traditional programs like Gonzaga. Coach Cal, I mean, he excelled at recruiting and coaching elite talent, the best freshman every year, or even the best combination of freshmen every year, okay? But we're starting to see what happens when Cal no longer gets the elite talent. Okay, players like John Wall, AD, Kid Gilchrist, Carl Towns, Jamal Murray, Brandon Knight, Julius Randle, Nerlens, Cousins, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, they were special, okay? And they were going to be special no matter where they went. But Coach Cal needs those special players. We're starting to see what happens when those players space out, when Coach Cal doesn't get those in combinations, okay? Or when Coach Cal strikes out and he doesn't get one of those players, period. Cal just doesn't get the combination of elite talent anymore because more colleges are competing with Coach Cal, maybe even recruiting better, and sealing the deal. Now, Cal does not have a modern offense. He doesn't have a dynamic offense. His teams don't play anywhere near as fast as we would like to think. And guess what? Players don't really have the freedom with the ball in Cal's offense that they might have elsewhere, okay? Offensive spacing and movement is archaic. It's decades old. There's no value placed on three-point shooting. We're talking about players right now who grew up idolizing Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, the Splash Brothers, James Harden, that step back three, KD, you know, the stretch four, the length, the tall dude who shoots from outside. They don't want to play Cal's outdated offense. These dudes have been watching the shooters, okay? They want to shoot. So the number one point guard, the dynamic player, can get to the hoop, can shoot it. He goes to Gonzaga. The top overall scorer in the nation, you know, Cunningham, he goes to Oklahoma State. Scottie Barnes and his open court skill, his ability to play in transition to Florida State. And one of the best shooters in the nation, freshman, Moses Moody to Arkansas. Cal has the name, UK has the tradition, but Cal's offensive style just isn't there. It's not attractive, okay? And now my final point, especially with this year's roster. Coach Cal knew he was starting to lose too many recruits, too many one-and-dones to other schools. No real fault of his own, just too many irons in the fire now, too many schools who are going after these kids and going after them hard. So he decides to be a pioneer again. This time, he's going after kids via reclassification. He starts looking at the top juniors in the nation, get them to graduate early and come to UK a year early. That's what happened with Devin Askew. And to be honest, it really hasn't worked out that well. That's what happened with Terrence Clark. And I mean, I know there was an injury, but even before that, it hadn't worked out that well. I don't think it worked out very well with Ashton Hagens either. He did have his flashes. Hamidou Diallo, he was basically kind of the first, and he had several holes in his game. And that's not to say it never works. I mean, Jamal Murray was an easy example. I mean, he was phenomenal. But when you're no longer bringing in elite freshmen, okay, that elite talent, when you kind of lack some veterans, at least those who are returning in your program, that you have developed in your program, who are familiar in your program, and you bring in multiple reclass guys like he did this year with Askew and Terrence Clark, well, you basically get this team right here, and it's tough to watch, okay? Guards that should be seniors in high school are put together with only one single returning experienced player from this program last year. It's not a recipe for success, okay? So that's where it went wrong, okay? Cal was still trying to recruit the same kind of players that he recruited previously, okay? But because other schools basically have copied him. I mean, again, he was a pioneer. He was ahead of the game. And like he says, we will always eat first. And so he kind of expands the horizons and he gets creative. He thinks outside the box and he says, boom, let's bring in the number one or the top ranked juniors that we can bring in. And to be honest, on paper, I think that's a phenomenal idea. But when you bring in those players and they're not ready, okay, and you handpick them to be the starting point guard or the starting off guard, and they can't do it, it's a huge hole. I mean, how are you going to build your team after that, okay? And not just that he brought in reclass guys, but he brought in these reclass guys when he only had one returning player with any experience on last year's team. And I credit him. I think Cal going out and getting Olivier Saar from Wake Forest and bringing in Davion Mintz from Creighton, I think that was a big move. And to be honest, I think Davion Mintz is probably his best recruit, okay? And I think that should scare Big Blue Nation a little bit. When your best recruit is somebody that a different college developed, you know, a different coach molded, I think that's not a great sign, okay? And hopefully BJ Boston turns it around. And Isaiah Jackson is all about potential, but hopefully he can reach some of that potential this year. I'm not necessarily blaming Cal. I'm not picking on Cal, but I know a lot of Big Blue Nation is wondering, how did we get here? What happened? How does a team like this end up being Kentucky's, you know, a team that can't score more than 65 points in some games? How did that happen? And I kind of told you, I mean, it's just there's a lot more competition on the recruiting trail, okay? A lot more coaches are willing to come out and take a player who's only going to be there for 1 year. And that used to scare a lot of coaches, okay? But now more than ever, it's happening. And like I said, that offense that he has is not very attractive to a lot of players. You want to be a shooter? Kentucky doesn't really seem to be the place for you, okay? You want to space out the floor? Kentucky doesn't really seem to be a place for you. You want to be a stretch four who can step out and shoot it? Again, that's not Cal's kind of offense, okay? And like I said, the reclass, I mean, that's going to be hit or miss, okay? Now, The positives about some of this is those reclass guys, if they're not one and done, if they're here for 2 years, Cal has a lot of success with two-year guards, okay? I mean, especially, you know, look at how many wins the Harrison twins had, okay? Look at Tyler Ulis. I even think, you know, I know he gets hated on a little bit, but even Isaiah Briscoe, okay? I thought he was a successful Kentucky player. But the point remains, for 1 year, this year specifically, that is how it happened, okay? I'm not here picking on Cal, and I know people on Facebook and Twitter are going to say he's a Cal hater. It's one down year. It's one bad year. Leave the dude alone. That's fine. I'm not picking on him. I want him here next year. I want him here for 7-8 more years. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of fans that are wondering how we got here, and for me, my opinion, there's three takeaways you can find. All right, guys, like it, subscribe, share it. Peace.